News in brief at Press TV. NATO's top military commander says he believes Russia will not send troops across the eastern Ukrainian border and that Moscow could achieve its goals through other means. He also accused the Kremlin of fomenting unrest in Ukraine, saying Russia is not acting like a partner. The U.S. has given approval for a foreign-backed Syrian opposition group to open a formal diplomatic mission in Washington. The upgrade in status is meant to give the so-called Syrian National Council greater credibility. Meanwhile, the Obama administration has pledged to increase its assistance to the SNC. Acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas has met with Hamas Political Bureau Chief Khalid Mashal in the Qatari capital of Doha. The two sides discussed the implementation of a recent unity deal between Fatah and Hamas and the formation of a national government. Irish Republican leader Jerry Adams has received a credible death threat after his release from police custody. The Sinn Féin leader was questioned for 4 days as part of investigations into the murder of Jean McConville by the Provisional Irish Republican Army back in 1972. To Honduras now, where five prisoners have been killed in an armed gang fight in a youth detention center in the northwestern city of San Pedro Sula. Police said three members of the MS-13 gang opened fire on 18th Street gang members after escaping from their cells. In the U.S. state of Oklahoma, firefighters are still battling a large wildfire that broke out Sunday afternoon. The blaze has already killed one person and forced the evacuation of around 1,000 people. Emergency officials say the blaze is about 75% contained.